Political campaigns have been consistently using door knocking, emails, and phone calls to nudge voters. WHRY's Kenny Cooper reports the nonstop text messages have drawn the ire of swing state voters this cycle, especially in Pennsylvania.
William Mayer of Philadelphia says the constant pinging of text messages on his cell from Kamala Harris and Donald Trump's campaigns is driving him crazy.
I feel like Beyonce and Destiny's Child. Like, you make me want to turn my page out the window. Like, stop calling me, stop texting me, stop sending me emails. Please leave me alone.
Brittany Crampsey, principal of Britt Crampsey Communications, says voters aren't making it up. Campaigns are texting more this cycle.
There's a lot of stake in all of these races, and I think campaigns are willing to do and use whatever, you know, tools are in the toolbox to contact voters. And texts are inexpensive. You know, buying cable and buying broadcast is very expensive. Sending a text message is going to run you a couple of cents per person.
Mayer just wants campaigns and voter organizations to know that the message has been received and that he has reached his limit. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.